Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Harps back on the show. Gary's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of ours. He's the founder of Six Disciplines Corporation. It's a national network of business excellence centers. He's the author of the series Six Disciplines. The one I'm holding in my hand is Six Disciplines for Excellence. And he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Gary Harps, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, Gary, as always. Hey, Gary, the other day, I guess it was, I heard somebody repeat something that we all have been living in, it seems, many of us have been living in. And if we hadn't thought about it, and that is that flat is the new up. And, you know, the last 3 years have been challenging for a lot of reasons. No one's come through this last 3 years unscathed. And as you know, this really is, we're coming up on the third anniversary of when things really started melting down in the financial markets and kind of sent us into a, we were already in a recession 3 years ago, but it's kind of sent us into a lot more of a downward spiral from which we're just doing our best to recover from, and it means that the companies that have survived, the businesses that have survived, they've figured out some things, haven't they? They've come to they've determined they've learned a lot more about their business than they ever thought that they needed to know, haven't they?
You absolutely have. You know, I think you mentioned the last 3 or 4 years, but, you know, I'm sort of a hobby economist. I'm not really studying that field, but I read a lot.
Is that like a dangerous economist?
Yes, you know, I think they all are, aren't they? But, you know, when I look back over the last 20 or 30 years and sort of the high growth experience we've had really in this country and the world, you're seeing signs all over the world, in Europe and even in China and in the U.S., that we've overextended ourselves from a debt point of view, and now it's going to take, you know, quite some time to work that problem back to where it should be, and that, to me, means we're going to have more slow growth for quite some time, and it puts a lot of pressure on the strategy that you were, or what I call, you know, doing more with less, mm-hmm. figuring out how to really sharpen your focus and work on the right thing.
So it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of patience, and it really, and Gary, I said this, you may have heard me say it before, I've said this 3 years ago, a little less than 3 years ago probably around December of 2008, I started saying, folks, settle in for a marathon. This is not going to be a sprint. The recovery, getting us out of this thing, it's not going to be a sprint. It's going to be a marathon. You're going to have to settle in and be patient and have incremental goals. What do you think, Gary?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. I think I would like to paint this as not a negative scenario for those who really embrace the facts. And what I mean by that is that, at least in my life, many times I don't change as quickly as I should, and I have to be forced to change. And we're seeing companies that are realizing that the times are different, and they're making fundamental changes in the way they think, craft strategy, and manage the execution of it, and they're having breakthrough performance.
Yeah.
And so sometimes negative, what looks like a negative situation, really turned to a positive because it makes you think differently.
Well, you'll never be more creative than when you're up against it.
That's right. Necessity.
We've all found this. And I'll tell you something, Gary, I've seen this, and I bet you've seen this too. There are a lot of companies out there that you and I both know that have significantly lower sales revenue than they had, say, 3-4 years ago, but they're probably more profitable today than they were 3-4 years ago.
Yes, Yeah, let me. I tell you one story.
The point I was going to make there is it's not what you make, folks. It's what you keep that counts.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a story.
Can you tell it in 30 seconds?
Well, maybe we can do it when we come back.
Yeah, let's do that when we come back. I want
to stop.
Right. We're going, folks. Here's a prediction that I've been making, Gary. We want to talk about in the next segment, folks. The people who have learned how to do what Gary and I are talking about, have learned how to drop into this marathon mentality, this disciplined, patient mentality. If you survive, which if you have up to now, you're probably going to, when the economy turns, you will be wildly successful. 20 after, right back, I'm sorry, 20 till the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Gary Harps is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.